Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bezras Hashem. We are learning Pelayoitz in Ois Gimel in the topic of Gevura, strength, here in Shir number 228. Ezu Gibar HaKoivish Es Yitzro, we had discussed from the Mishnah in Perek Yavuz, the very famous Mishnah in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Who is the Gibar? A person is Koivish, he subdues, he conquers, he overpowers his Yitzahara. And such a person like this, who runs away from the Midas Rois, and he runs to the mitzvahs, as well as to fulfill the mitzvahs in every single way possible, by mili dechasiduso, b'choprateyen, v'tukneyen, v'tukkeyen, in every single way possible, he wants to cross every T, that every I. Besimcha, he does the mitzvahs besimcha, not as a burden. Not as a difficulty. We're now during the 3 weeks. We just started Rosh Chodesh Av. Today is the second day of Av. We know in the Teichacha, the Torah Kedoshah tells us, it's Tachas Asher Lo Yavadito Es Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. We didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. We did mitzvahs. The Teichacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rebuke, is that we didn't do the mitzvahs b'simcha. And if I could give a small little mashal, which we've used numerous times, it's like when the parent asks the child to go clean their room, and the child, after two or three times of being asked to clean the room, finally shrugs their shoulders, rolls their eyes, of course these are not my children, right, and says, fine, I'll go clean my room. Now, how does a father feel? The room is clean at the end of the day. Is the father happy? Is the father happy with the child? This is how the child responds. It's the child's bedroom. It's not the Olympics over here that you jump over the hurdles of the clothing, the laundry, and the toys and the shoes to get to the bed. It's a child's bedroom. The child benefits. And the Nimshah HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do the mitzvahs. It's for yourself. You are the one who benefits from the mitzvah, doing the mitzvah. Therefore, do the mitzvah because I'm your loving father. Here, the person who is overpowering the Yetzirah, he's using his Yetzir Toiv to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv Hashem Lakol V'Racham Aval Kol Ma'asav. Hashem is good to all. And therefore, he doesn't just want to do the mitzvah. Before you know it, it's going to be Sukkot around the corner. It's another few months in Mitzvah Hashem. And we had the opportunity to buy the mitzvahs. I saw a sign. 1 year I was buying Dal and Mino. I saw a sign. And the sign read, how much did you spend on your suit? How much did you spend? How much was your wife Shaitel? How much was this? How much was that? And the sign continued and read, the Dal and Mino is not just for 7 days. It's eternity. And it's a very nice message. I didn't end up buying there. I didn't find what I was looking for. I wanted to find the Esser that spoke to me. Didn't speak my language. But it was a beautiful lesson. I'm now sharing this with you. We have to view every mitzvah like that. The mitzvah is eternal. The mitzvah is netzach netzachim. And when a person views the opportunity to do a mitzvah like this as an investment of Olam Haba, is doing the ratzon. I'm not going for the reward. This is Olam Haba. This is the ratzon Hashem. We say every day, Hashem, you have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. So that means when I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, now I can express my love to Hashem. When I do a mitzvah, and I do a mitzvah b'simcha, I'm saying, I love you, Hashem. Hashem says, oh, you love me? I'm going to give you more opportunities to do more mitzvahs. And continues a person's life like this. Says the Pelayoitz, not just in action, but we should also overpower the Yetzirah, b'machshava, in thought, and serve Hashem in the proper machshavas, in dibur, u'maisa. And he says right here, b'chol levovo, yuvachol nafsho, yuvachol mo'odoy, to serve Hashem, b'chol levovo. What is b'chol levovo? What is Mechol Levavoi? with every single ounce of strength the person has. Now, I'll tell you a story. There was a person that fell. He banged his face. He fell. And they tried, he was a larger individual, and they tried picking him up. One person tried, couldn't do it. Another person tried, he couldn't do it. The two tried together. Two people tried picking him up together, getting him back on his feet, and they couldn't do it. Another individual walks by quickly. This all happened very fast. And he goes underneath the arm of this individual that fell down. And he uses this superhuman strength all by himself to do something that these two people couldn't do. And he like lifts him up. He lifts up this person. And he carries him by himself. The adrenaline was pumping. And he carried this person to safety to sit down and recover from this fall, from banging his face. Who was this person that picked him up like this? It was the son of the man that fell. And the son pushed himself, b'chol levavoy, to pick up his fallen father. He used this Herculean strength. When we have a mitzvah to do, we're going to go buy the dalet minim. You could buy it. You could buy a kosher esrog. It's a kosher esrog. Or you could buy an esrog according to your financial capability. And I say esrog, I mean the lulav and hadassim and aravos. Hadassim are not so easy to buy. To get a very good set of hadassim, people just think it's the esrog. To get the dalet minim and spend the time. And show Hashem, this mitzvah is coming up only once a year. I wanna do this mitzvah the best way possible. And of course, it starts with learning the halachas. This is what it means, b'chol levavoy. And that's what it means, b'chol nafshecha. I feel b'chol ma'oidei first. Ma'oidei means your money, your resources. Why do we make money? Why do we go to work? So of course you have a family to support, you have children, a wife, or if you're not married, you have to live. That's why you work. That's not really why you work. We work because there's a klala. There's a klala. Mezeis apecha toichal lechem. Adam ate from the eitz hadas, and he was cursed. So we have to work. But that's not why we work. We work because we hear that use that those finances, those resources to do mitzvahs, to serve Hashem. We don't work to pay the bills. That's a side point. The ikar is to have the ability to do mitzvahs, to buy mezuzah, buy tefillin, buy food for Shabbos, have a beautiful Shabbos suda. Get stuck up. Of course you have to pay the bills. That goes without saying.
V'liyois erech apayim. V'liyois erech apayim shu toiv migibar. Says the Peleyois. Person who is constantly working on slow to anger. Erech apayim. Somebody says something to you. Somebody does something to you that you don't like. And we try to tell ourselves, I want to be like my father. You know, I had one of my boys when he was younger. It was maybe two and a half. And my wife would get him dressed with, you know, the cute little clothing that children wear. And then he did something which my wife didn't really go for at the time. He did it for quite some time. He wanted to dress like his father. So what did he want to do? On top of his cute little clothing, he wanted to wear a white shirt, like the little white shirt you wear on Shabbos. So you have these little shorts he's wearing and this little cute shirt he's wearing. And on top of that, he wanted to wear. He needed to wear. He wanted to be like his father. His father wears a white shirt? Where's my white shirt? Who doesn't want to be like their father? Every little child wants to be like their father. When they get older, well, you know, the questions come up. Hopefully when they get older, they also want to be like their father. Let's be like our father. Let's want to be like our father. Avinu Shebashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Rachum, Mahu Chanun. Let's be Erech HaPayim. Let's be slow to anger. Shu Toiv Megibor. This is what it means that a person is a Gibor. When someone attacks us with words, someone attacks us with physically, Chas HaShalom, whatever it might be. Maybe it's a mistake. You're carrying something. You have a hot coffee and somebody's reckless and careless and doesn't watch where they're going. Let's try to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'halachta bidrachov. And even if the person bumped into you and your coffee spilled over and might have hit your hand, let's try to train ourselves. And I'm talking to myself just like I'm talking to you. The Pelayoids is talking to us. Our Rebbe, the Pelayoids, is talking to us. Shu Toiv Megibor. This approach, this is even better, even greater than that person who can bench press hundreds and hundreds of pounds. I once had to go to a physical therapist for my knees. And I'm pushing the weight on the leg press. I was, you know, a little proud of myself. And then I saw how many more bars of the machine I wasn't lifting. And I said to the physical therapist, I said, "Are you telling me that somebody really can lift all this weight?" It was hundreds of pounds. So he said, he didn't want to really answer the question because he didn't want to make me feel bad. He said, there's actually a firefighter who's working on recovering from an injury. And he says he picks up almost all of it. He's a Gibor. That person's a Gibor in strength. Our job here is to focus on becoming a Gibor. That when someone says something, a spouse, a wife, a husband says to the wife, and the wife says to the husband, or vice versa, and we should be careful not to. What if it's said accidentally, you didn't mean to, or a friend says to someone else, or somebody's driving and cut someone off? We hold ourselves back. And the next time someone does something to ourselves, to us, let's try to remember these lessons from the Pelayoids. That this ability to hold ourselves back is even better and stronger than that firefighter who's able to lift all the weight on the leg press.